From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. officials say the woman who carried out a gun attack that killed 14 people in California pledged allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group on Facebook. They say Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, opened fire on the man's co-workers. Meanwhile, the California community of San Bernardino gathered to begin some healing. A large crowd attended a candlelight vigil Thursday night to remember the victims, including 21 wounded Wednesday at a social service center for the disabled. Reports say Farooq left the party Wednesday after arguing with a co-worker. He and his wife later returned to the party armed with semi-automatic rifles and handguns. Rahman Ali says he knew Farooq because they attended the same mosque for the past 2 years.
I was very sad and I said, you know, how is this possible for a brother, a really nice brother like him, to, you know, go out there, kill innocent people for no reason? Okay, sure, you might have had, you know, some disagreements with somebody. You might have gotten, I mean, what does that have to do with you killing him and taking his life away?
Police displayed some of the ammunition and firearms recovered from the couple's vehicle after they were killed in a gun battle with officers. Germany's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to send military aid to the fight against Islamic State militants in Syria, answering France's appeal for help after last month's deadly Paris attacks. Lawmakers in Berlin voted 445 to 146 Friday to send Tornado reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 military personnel to join the coalition against the Islamic State. This is VOA News.